Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter for WGR, was at MetLife Stadium yesterday for the Bills and Jets game. He's with us live this morning on WBEN. I mean, Sal, everyone's breathing a sigh of relief, but what was the reaction like on the sideline when Josh went down yesterday?
Well, good morning. It was really quick what happened, and we couldn't figure it out. And from my perspective, when he ran off the field, took his helmet off, I initially thought he hit his head on the turf because he went down. But then when he got to the sidelines, you could tell they were looking at his face. Couldn't tell if it was his eye or his cheek or his nose. We know now it was nose. Maybe I thought he got poked in the eye or had one of those rubber pellets. It was his nose, obviously. Now, generally in a situation like that, when a quarterback gets hurt, the quarterback knows, and Josh said this after the game, you should stay on the ground to give the backup, Mitch Trubisky in this case, some time to get ready. But Josh said he had blood just gushing from his nose, which is why he ran off the field so quickly. So all's well that ends well, at least prospectively here, that he came back and he finished. But obviously no worse from the wear here for his nose. And he had a little trouble breathing as the game went on. But he finished the game and he'll play on Thursday night.
Yeah, he finished the game. It's a shortened week. Do you have is there a day here where things get moved up, where we're expecting Allen to speak, where we might have an idea if there's any lingering effects at all heading into Thursday?
Don't have the official schedule yet, but generally it's a Tuesday when they play on Thursday, because normally Wednesday is the day where Josh Allen would speak. I did ask Eric Wood, obviously a former center. I said on the radio broadcast, you know, what are the ramifications of a quarterback having a broken nose if it's broken? And he said, well, breathing, obviously, but he could sound different, but he should still be able to do everything. The good news is, let's remember, in Buffalo, when the Bills have the ball, it'll be a quieter stadium, right? So it's not like he's going to have to shout over it on the road here on Thursday night. So we'll hear from Josh later in the week. Maybe we'll see if they make him available. I mean, they may say, like, hey, it's just too tough for him to do all that talking to the media right now, but that would be tomorrow probably.
Wow. All right.
Hey. Sorry. Audible.
Sal, this game had to be exactly what the doctor ordered for the defense, right?
100%. Yeah, I mean, they really shut the Jets down, and they went into this game without Ed Oliver, without Taron Johnson, and yet still, considering what the Ravens did to them running the ball, for the Jets to be shut down like that, I mean, and not just running, but obviously passing. Jets had 100 total rushing yards, and most of that was really in the fourth quarter when the game was a little bit out of hand. Breece Hall, their dynamic running back, averaged 2.9 yards a carry. That's just really, really low. And Justin Fields couldn't get going, and they really forced him to just stay in the pocket. Justin Fields literally had statistically the worst game of his NFL career as a quarterback. And just to put some perspective, and not to be funny, but it sounds funny, Mitch Trubisky completed one pass. He threw for more yards than Justin Fields did all day on that one pass. That's how good the Bills defense played in this contest.
Yeah, incredible when you think of it. A couple of new players who have been impressing after 2 weeks. We'll start on the defensive side of the ball, Sal. Joey Bosa, you know, when he got signed, everyone was just kind of like, well, can he stay healthy? We almost forgot, you know, to talk about what he does on the field when he is on the field, and it's been great.
So far, so good. If the Bills get this Joey Bosa, healthy and playing like that for 17 games, he is legitimately a true difference maker. I mean, that's what he is. He's a star difference maker on that side of the ball. The Bills haven't had that kind of play since really Von Miller, his first 2 months when he signed with the Bills, and then he got hurt in Detroit, right? But you're right. You got to maintain, keep Joey healthy. 55% of the snaps. You know, that's great. You do your job, you get out, get on to the next week. They'd love for that to happen every single week with Joey Bosa, but my goodness, was he really good yesterday.
And then got to ask you about Benford and White at corner. Trey White made a really great tackle. Christian Benford had a huge tackle for a loss early in the game. I mean, both good signs going forward, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. And the other part about that, Susan, is coaching mattered here, right? I mean, like, the Bills really dialed up a really good scheme to make sure they were in position to make those tackles, and then the guys have to make the tackles. I mean, Christian Benford is just turning into one of the top corners in the league. That's why he got paid like that during the offseason. And for Tre'Davious White to come back, we spoke to him after the game in the locker room. He was just so excited to really be making a play back in a Bills uniform. And it's his first time playing. Of course, he missed last Sunday. Dorian Strong played well Sunday last week against the Baltimore Ravens, but this is Tre'Davious White's job. He's the starter on this team. And I think that was a real nice start for him and back in a Bills uniform.
On the other side of the ball, Josh Palmer, you know, Sal, this, and not to disparage anybody, but he's kind of looking through a couple of games so far, a lot like what, and at least I was hoping, Curtis Samuel might look like last year in this offense.
Yeah, sure. Curtis Samuel has been inactive now for two straight weeks. And right now it's like, hey, there's not enough jerseys to go around. He really doesn't play special teams. Tyrell Shavers is there. And they kind of have some redundancy, including Elijah Moore, who scored a touchdown against his former team. But as far as Josh Palmer is concerned, he's the one that was on the back end of that 32-yard pass from Mitch Trubisky when he came in for one pass for Josh Allen. And yeah, he looks really good, the connection with Josh Allen. He only had two catches, though, in this game. He had a really another one on a big third down, I believe it was, later in the contest. But you're right. I mean, look, this is the everybody eats mentality. The Bills say it, and they really preach it. It doesn't mean somebody's going to have – doesn't mean every single person's going to have 10 footballs, but somebody, you got to contribute. And if you look down the stat ledger, Josh Palmer with two catches, Dalton Kincaid with four, Elijah Moore with one, and a couple of runs and a touchdown, Keon Coleman with three, Dawson Knox with two, Khalil Shakir, Jackson Hawes, James Cook. Everybody's catching the football, guys. And, you know, that's what the Bills need and want. And when that's happening, guys like Josh Palmer could have a game. Look, Khalil Shakir didn't do anything in this game statistically, right? But that's the mentality. If you're going to shade him or bring coverage his way, then someone like Josh Palmer is going to break out. But for the Bills to score 30 points and Josh Allen to not account for one of them, rushing or passing, is pretty incredible and is a great sign.
Yeah. And look around the AFC. Dolphins are 0-2. Mm-hmm. Chiefs are 0-2. Bengals may be without Joe Burrow for a while.
Yeah, it's a shame. It really is a shame to see that with Joe Burrow. You know, I mean, he's such an elite talent, and he's dealt with injuries his whole life. If his toe requires surgery, he's out almost the full season, I guess. 3 months is, you know, the timeline there that they're putting on it right now. But you're right, Susan. I mean, like, that's why this week is critical for the Bills to put a little bit more distance between themselves and the rest of the AFC East. Because, look, I mean, if the Dolphins were to come to town and somehow upset the Bills, well, suddenly the New England Patriots now would have a chance to be tied with the Bills in the division because they're 1-1. So the more distance you could put between yourself and your division rivals, you want to do that. Right now, the Dolphins come on Thursday night. They're 0-2. And they are reeling right now, and I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there's a lot. There was a plane with a banner saying "Fire Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer," basically flying over the Dolphins game this week. So it's getting pretty bad down there.
Oh, I kind of love to see it. Hate to say, Sal. Thanks so much, and we'll talk with you later on. Can't wait for Thursday night. Sal Capaccio is down on the sideline. An eventful game down the sideline yesterday in New Jersey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.